Good morning. My guest this morning is the Redwood Cordsmen, at least representatives of them, the director, Dan Halley, and the historian, Ray Crowder. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys are going to be doing two shows, Saturday, November 18th, at the Scottish Rite Hall in Santa Rosa.
Right.
Yes.
And this is a benefit for fire relief?
Exactly.
Right.
We after everything that happened with the fire, we decided to take the show that we already had scheduled for that time and say, we need to do something for our community.
Right. Thank you very much for doing that. What do you usually do? What are your lives like as members of this group?
I'm a data analyst when I'm not singing with the group. I also write film scores and do orchestrations and spend most of my time right now with my two-year-old daughter.
Two-year-old, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope everything went not so badly for you in the fire.
At worst, there was smoke, and we left because of the smoke, but we were inconvenienced, and we're very thankful that that's all it was.
How long has the Redwood Cordsmen been in existence?
We've been around for 51 years.
Wow.
We were chartered in 1965 in Santa Rosa.
Uh-huh.
We originally met at the old Franklin Avenue Park across from the cemetery.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
It was before my time. I joined in 1973.
So what are your performances usually like? Where do you go in the course of a week, let's say?
Well, if we're not rehearsing, which we do on Wednesday night, and we invite all people who want to sing to come join us, we're at the New Vintage Church, 3300 Sonoma Avenue in uh-huh. Santa Rosa, corner of Yalupa Avenue. We meet on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. We rehearse every Wednesday for about 3 hours, and we sing throughout the year. We sing at convalescent homes, hospitals, retirement homes, schools.
Uh-huh.
We're very big in youth outreach. We sponsor high school groups. One of our members and myself, for years, we tutored and coached high school quartets. One of our quartets from Maria Carrillo won the Far Western District Championship about 20 years ago.
What's your favorite music?
Well, I like music. I like all kinds of music. Barbershop is really patterned for music which you have good harmony.
Uh-huh. Right,
we, for example, we wouldn't be able to do rock or alternative.
Right.
It wouldn't sound like four-part harmony. I think Dan can explain this better.
I mean, a lot of it is in the structure of the music, the way the chords are laid out. And a lot of modern music doesn't play fast and loose with the chord structure. They stick to your basic 1-4-5 or 1-2-5, which doesn't allow for a lot of interesting four-part singing.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but
yeah.
As you start to go back and especially hit the music around the 30s or 50s, you can find a lot of really complex, fun melodies.
Your
Coney Islands, your... I'm trying to think of a couple other great examples. I mean, there is definitely modern music that's sung in Barbershop, but it runs the gamut from stuff written in the mid-1800s to today. But it's really all just about the harmonization.
Great. So two shows, Saturday, November 18th, one at 2, one at 7. And the Scottish Rite Hall is at 600 Acacia Lane, in Santa Rosa. That's at the corner of 12th Street. I see also the tickets are $20, a reasonable price considering that that the main thing that people are doing is supporting people who have suffered from the fire.
Yeah, the main thing is half of the proceeds of the ticket sales will go to the fire relief fund,
uh-huh.
plus any donations, all donations.
Right.
And we're pitching this also as a great family event, which is why anyone 18 and under is free.
Okay, and people can get tickets from redwoodcordsmen.org?
Yes.
Great. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.